Hey, all you beautiful people out there. Sky here, and you are tuned in to Midnight Margaritas. Thank you so much for listening. All you listeners are what makes this happen. In this episode, we are getting back to connecting to consciousness. This is part two from a couple of weeks ago with myself and Linda. Hope you enjoy the show. And as always, remember to take what resonates with you and leave the rest behind.
What if all you
Okay, so continue what you're saying about this.
So the question is, since the magnetic fields are dropping, and since we all keep memory, our memory actually is outside of us. It's not really in our brain.
It's part of our consciousness.
It's part of our consciousness. So if you utilize that connection to create a frequency that erases the consciousness, that erases the magnetic field and erases the consciousness, you literally have a planet full of people that could be stuck in a room and not be able to get out of the room because they don't know what the hell a doorknob is.
Because they're zombies.
Exactly.
That's the plan. That's what they've been trying to do. Either kill off, you know, a huge percentage of the population or create zombies so they can control them. You know, if you don't die from this jab, you're going to be a fucking zombie. Whether you take the jab or not, that's their intent.
So the next question is, if the planet goes through a pole shift and all of those magnetic fields drop completely in the process of that, does that take out the whole system that's around the planet as well? Does that shift that completely as well? What happens then?
Well, logically, it should, right?
It should. And the other thing is that if the entire planet shifts, now you've lost your 5G grid.
Right.
Because that's never going to survive.
Exactly. Which is where I was going with that. I mean, and I know that's where you were going. And we finally regain our freedom.
Well, and the next question is, once you have that many earth changes, the only real way to be in contact with people that are far away would be people that you know and a psychic link up, because if you can forget cell phones.
I'm glad you said that.
That's not happening.
I'm glad
you
said that.
That's going to be gone.
That's right. And here's the, okay. So we know all of our abilities have been basically cut off. You know, we come into this realm, this planet, this lifetime, whatever you want to call it, in a sense of being completely connected to source,
mm-hmm.
and universe. As we're babies, we have access to everything.
Yeah, we know.
We know. When, you know, we go through life being, you know, suppressed and indoctrinated and programmed, and then you add all the chemicals they give us, you know, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, our fucking toothpaste, for Christ's sake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those chemicals are meant to cut us off from that. And what it does is it calcifies the pineal gland, which is our direct connection to our consciousness and our spirit. So when all this happened, you know, when we cut off, we lost the ability to connect telepathically. That was that's a natural ability for us. So when we get back to decalcifying our pineal gland, those abilities come back.
So what would happen if you could energetically create a grid work that removed the calcification, deconstructed the calcification of the pineal gland for the entire planet all at once?
See, that's really cool.
What would happen if you could do that? Because in order to do that, you would be speaking again to the overarching energy, the deva, of,
right, of
calcium.
That. Yep. Okay.
And
so,
saying, do you understand how you're being used?
And here's the, hold that thought, because two things come to mind when you ask that question. First of all, if that were to happen, even those people walking around in their zombie-like state right now would be awake.
Oh, yeah.
I think. But here's the downside to that. The other piece is, okay, we are messing with free will of people. Okay? But, again, a flip side to that is, like, we have no free will to begin with. Because we've all been lied to. You can't make a choice or a decision or do anything unless you know the truth. And you'll never know the truth unless you fucking wake the hell up.
Well, and the only way you wake the hell up is to unplug from the fear.
Exactly.
Because we are imprinted with fear from day one.
Yep.
one way or another. You know, and it's insidious. It's always the fear thing, the fear thing, the fear thing. Because if you are truly a potentiated human and you step into expanding yourself, there's always a backlash.
Right.
Because somebody else is afraid.
Right.
Because it makes them nervous. And then if you get away with it, then what happens to them? You know, by proximity, they're going to be infected with non-fear, so to speak.
Oh, what a shame.
But it, you know, if you're trying to create this grid work around the planet, if they're trying to create a grid work, and then there's an energetic grid work that can override all of that and deconstruct this physical hassle that's going on. If you deconstruct this graphite and you deconstruct the calcium by talking to the overarching energy of the graphite and the calcium, which, if you're going to go that far, then you're speaking to a consciousness. How, you know, the first question is, how does that consciousness feel about being used in this manner?
Mm. Yeah.
Because that's the bottom, you know.
That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
Right.
You know, you've been used in this manner. How do you feel about this? We'd like to do this. Are you willing to work with us?
Yeah. And maybe that's all part of the process of the good guys, so to speak, you know, trying to reprogram those Musk satellites that are up there for Starlink to do good instead of bad. Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe, I mean, because they're, you know, they're all spiritual. They're all, this is a, we are in a spiritual war right now. This is a war. It's in, maybe that's what they're doing. But if we consciously connect with that and kind of help facilitate that.
You're connecting with the elements.
Right.
Essentially, you're actually connecting with the elements. So people have been connecting with the elements from time immemorial. So well, now we're just going back to the beginning and recreating the way things were before all this crap started.
So basically you're talking real alchemy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Which is quite foreign to most people. I mean, even those who claim themselves as spiritual beings are not familiar with alchemy, right?
Probably, yeah.
But that's what it is. That's what it
you
boils
know,
down.
If you want to connect with the consciousness of an element, you know, if you take things down to the basis before they're, you know, messed with.
Restructured.
Yeah, that's the word I want. Thank you. Then there is that consciousness. There is that core consciousness. And I really don't think that the consciousness of like calcium or graphite or iron or any of that, I don't see that have that consciousness having an agenda
right.
to have a grid work to take over the brains of the human race.
Right.
I don't see that happening. And maybe I'm just optimistic, but at the same time...
Well, no, obviously someone is controlling that.
Yeah. And the question is, are they aware or have they been put to sleep? And if they have been put to sleep, how do you find what put them to sleep and disrupt that?
Right. Now you're talking about the good guys, right?
I'm talking, well...
Or the human race in general.
No, actually what I'm talking about is the consciousness of the elements.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
If they have, if the elements themselves, the consciousness of the elements have been quote unquote put to sleep, disconnected, made unaware, made unconscious, whatever you want to use, the question at that point becomes, go to the root of all this and wake them up.
Yeah.
And how does one do that? Because once one does that, that is a whole huge domino.
Yeah, exactly.
There's the domino right there. Yeah. Bang. Go to the root. Find it. Wake it up. Are you aware of this? Are you as a conscious being of X aware? See what's been done to you. And I would imagine that the backlash might be kind of interesting.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And you do a lot of work with metal.
I do.
And the consciousness of metal anyway. So that's something that's territory to you.
That's really, yeah, I'm thinking about that now. It's like, how does that happen? How do you speak to that? How do you work with that? Because vibration of metal is very interesting. Every metal carries its own vibration. Every mm-hmm. metal carries its own consciousness. You know, silver is very light and moving. Mm-hmm. Nickel, on the other hand, is kind of like, yeah, just don't
very,
bother me.
Very heavy. And
it's very heavy. It's pond. And it's very much kind of like, just go away. It likes its own space and that's it.
Yeah.
So it's really, there is consciousness. So if there's consciousness in those, there's consciousness in the others. But I don't think we've necessarily tapped into that.
Right.
Metaphysically, you think about silver, you know, silver is associated with the moon, the gold is associated with the sun,
right.
That kind of thing. You approach it from that level, but do you approach all that, the entire periodic table?
Yeah. I mean, that's where my mind went. It's like, oh my God, what do we do with all these elements?
You know,
now I mean, you have so many of them.
Yeah. The whole periodic table, all the elements, and how do you get everybody on the same page in terms of the consciousness of the periodic table elements and gather them to say, let's stop this.
And here's a piece that's coming in right now. This is exactly what the elite don't want us to know. This is exactly why they're calcifying our pineal glands. This is why they're dumbing us down with the chemicals and polluting us in our bodies to control us and manipulate us, because they don't want us to know what we know and more. And I mean, this goes back to beyond, I mean, the Catholic religion was created, the Catholic Church was created for that one purpose, is to take all the knowledge away from the people. You're not allowed to have this knowledge. You're not, no, we're going to hide this away in our archives someplace. And we're the only ones that are divinely gifted enough to know this stuff. Therefore, they can control the masses.
Define divine. Define that, please. Define divine. Because, you know, my definition of divine, your definition of divine, and their definition of divine might look somewhat different.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure there is probably has nothing to do with godly. I'm sure there is probably only has to do with themselves thinking that they're the gods and they're going to control the human race for their own evil purposes. I think that's what their divine means. What do you think?
Well, it's very interesting to me that these people who have tremendous charities have way, way, way more money tucked away somewhere else.
That's what a charity is all about, you know. That's so they don't have to pay taxes and they can keep robbing from people and, you know, taking all of our tax money, all of our money that we work so hard to do, because that's what they want us to do. That's part of the whole plan, you know, and we'll just sit back and get rich. And meanwhile, you know, we'll create all these evil things and drug companies and, you know what really kills me? Random squirrel thought here. Okay. Monsanto.
Oh God, don't get me started on that.
Yeah. Monsanto, the fucking evil chemical, you know, beings that they are trying to kill off everything. Okay. Originally they were to kill all the pests, right? But yet now they control the entire seed production in the world.
Except for all the seed savers and all the people that are saving them out of it. You know, I mean, there are alternatives.
Right.
But Monsanto wants the money.
But they've genetically engineered seeds, too.
Oh, of course they have.
So even if you have, you know, seeds of your own crop that you're going to plant next year, if they came originally, you know, from Monsanto or one of the companies from Monsanto, then they're going to be still genetically modified in some way, shape, or form.
Well, what you want is heirloom seeds is what you want. You know, you want your neighbor's tomato plant that she got from her grandmother is what
right.
you want.
Right,
because it hasn't been mucked with.
Yeah.
But I think that the gluten content in wheat, this wheat that we have now, is something like 30 times the amount of gluten that was in the wheat in the 20s.
Wow, that's huge.
And that would, I mean, look at all the gluten intolerance.
Yeah.
Just that. And what is a widespread food in the world?
Wheat?
Yeah. So now people can't eat wheat. If they can't eat wheat and their bodies actually react as a normal body would, well, how do you starve people that live with bread?
You cut their wheat off.
Bingo.
Well, and that's the next step that's coming. There is a famine coming. You know, that's part of their agenda because that's another way of controlling us and killing off those who don't make it through a famine. You know, if those people aren't prepared for what's coming, they're probably not going to make it. You know, this whole thing is just like, it's nauseating.
Well, again, it goes back to how do you go to the core of nature? How do you go to the core of the elements? How do you go to the intelligence of nature, the nature spirits and metals, the periodic table? How do you go to those core essence intelligences and get them to work with us?
Yeah. And I think that's the good, nice, positive things that are coming out of this horrific, you know, experiences that we're going through over the last 2 years. It's forcing us to do that. It's like, okay, if you didn't get it, you know, and you didn't get that divine intervention and that God smack in your face. Hello, you got it now because you're gonna have to. You're forced to. And we are survivors. You know, the human race, we're survivors.
Oh, yeah.
We will survive one way or another. And I think, you know, we're already proving that. I think we're going in that direction. You know, it's like, okay, cut us off from the rest of the world. We'll figure it out. We'll go back to the earth. We'll go back to the elements. We'll go back to, you know, learning how to build a fire on our own, learning, you know, and keep ourselves warm, learning how to feed ourselves, learning how to garden. You know, and working with the nature and the elements.
Well, and how about just working with the consciousness of fire?
Well, that's kind of why I brought that up, because that's
part
of that.
To
yeah,
you know, because clearly the consciousness of fire is not too happy right now.
Mm.
Look at what we've got.
Yep.
So that leads one to wonder how much of the wildfires are actually stimulated by the fact that some of the elements of the planet are pissed off.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the whole start on, I mean, that's all part of the plan too. You know, directed energy weapons have started most of the fires, and then, yeah, they're not happy.
Yeah. Well, the water's pissed off,
yeah.
The fire's pissed off, the air's pissed off, and the earth is just beside herself. So,
yeah.
You know, there it is. And somehow, as a human, we have to try to step into a place of integrity where we say, okay, you're pissed off at this, but, you know, we didn't do this. We are trying to work with you. What do you need from us to restore balance before things completely tip? That tipping point is what is where you really come down to the issue of grids to control the mind, grids for this, that, and the other. What kind of grid can you establish that negates all of that?
Mm. Yeah, it's a very good question.
I mean, I know plenty of people that if they're upset enough, they can take a computer and just blue screen it for like hours.
Yeah, I'm one of those. Yeah, things don't like to work. Electronics don't like to work around me when I get upset.
Well, and how many people are there?
There's a lot. I'm pretty sure there's a lot,
you know,
of people like that.
So what if they all get upset all at once and the whole grid goes down?
Yep.
Because they don't deal in emotion.
Right.
They don't deal in emotion at all.
Yeah. No, I'm shutting off. I'm done with you.
So the whole thrust and power of applied emotional frequency versus electronics, I'm willing to bet that applied emotional frequency will take electronics out.
Oh, totally.
Because it will cause such incredible energetic and molecular disruption.
Yep, I agree. I agree. And, you know, emotion, I think, is the key. You've got your, you know, your brain is a magnet and it's very powerful, and your heart is a magnet, but that's 10 times stronger than your brain. So if you bring your thoughts down into your heart and your emotion, and you create an emotion out of it and you send it out in the universe, it's going to have an effect.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
And then you add the breath to that.
And you just magnify it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you attach? So can you imprint the molecule that is the most disruptive at this point with a heart-based emotion, shift that molecule and disrupt the entire grid plan?
Want to try it?
That might be very interesting.
It might be interesting. Now, it is interesting because I have actually tried that and I've experimented with that. And of course, me being one person doing it on my own, you don't really know what the results are because it's so vast and so big.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine getting a group of people together all on the same wavelength, all in the same thought process and that energetic frequency?
And then you have the 100, then you have the tipping point. Yep. How many people holding this energy and this emotion does it take to start the domino?
I bet it wouldn't take too much.
I don't think it would take that much to just start moving it. And I think that once it started moving, it would continue to move. Because as it expands, other people are going to pick it up.
Right. And that's kind of what I was going to say. They're gonna feel it. They're gonna sense it, and they're gonna keep ushering it along, because there are a lot of us out there.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there are.
And for those who are listening to us, I say that because I know what it feels like to be alone and not have connections to people that are like-minded, and on that energetic frequency. So just know that you're not alone. There are a lot of us out there.
Yeah, you can definitely tune into that if you take the time to bother.
Yeah. Pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah. This so. Might get a few people's brains turning around a little.
Yeah, maybe a couple. And it's interesting because we started this conversation on a totally different topic. Our talk today was going to be about... what was that going to be about? Totally forgot.
Oh, energetics and healing and vibration. But this is just
it's the same thing, just looking different. A different paradigm shift on it.
Yeah, different idea.
Different angle through the crystal.
Yeah, exactly. Just take the box, flatten it out, paint it pink, turn it into a flamingo.
There you go.
Redo your surroundings.
Exactly. Yeah. So yes, there's a lot of negative, bad stuff going on, but we as human beings have the ability to say no and change that, even though you don't have all the information yet. Just know that if you open up to it, that will come.
Oh yeah.
And some good positive things are happening, and we have the ability to facilitate that and keep it moving.
Well, we have the ability to wake up.
That's the start. That's the beginning of it, waking up.
And if you're not comfortable in your daily life, there's always the hidden in plain view thing. Mm. Because many times people will see what they want to see.
Yep.
And you can just go about your business. And you look like X, but you're actually Y.
That's a good way to put it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.